on his shoulder.
"What's the matter with the princess?"
He patted her on the back as he stood up with her still in his arms. "She's cutting 2-year molars, and nothing seems to help." Dixie Boudreaux carried the bag to the kitchen. "Thanks for getting these things for me."
"No problem. I was in town to buy feed anyway,"
Landon said. Sally leaned back, tucked her delicate little chin down to her chest, and looked up at Landon with big blue eyes, still floating in tears.
"I'm right here, princess,"
he told her.
"Want me to rock you and see if that will fix those old nasty teeth trying to come in?"
He set her down long enough to remove his coat and hat. She held up her arms and said,
"Lan-Lan, rock!"
He tossed his coat and cowboy hat on the cutting table. Then he picked up the toddler and sat down in the rocking chair with her. He had sure gotten attached to the child in the past 3 months that he'd been working at the Longhorn. Leaving her in a couple of weeks to go back to his brothers wouldn't be easy. He glanced over at Dixie, who was standing on her tiptoes to put the cinnamon away on the cabinet shelf. The first time he met her at Longhorn Canyon Ranch, at the Labor Day picnic, he had reached out his hand to shake hands with her and stepped in a gopher hole. He'd dropped to his knees about the same time that she took hold of his hand, and it looked like he was proposing on the spot.
"Pleased to meet you," he'd said.
"Even if I'm bad luck?"
Her blue eyes twinkled. He had stood up, dropped her hand, and tried to ignore the vibes, but how could he? She was a pretty woman, with all those curves and dark brown hair. And, of course, the ranch families and hired hands kept teasing him about proposing to the first single woman he met in Sunset, Texas. The attraction had only deepened through the day when he saw how not only her own daughter, but the other little babies at the ranch flocked to her. Her sweet nature with everyone had warmed his heart and soul, and he had wanted to know more about her. He'd started making excuses to stop by the quilt shop a couple of times a week, and they'd become friends. He wouldn't let it go beyond that, not when he didn't plan on sticking around too long. Why start something that he couldn't finish without breaking either her heart or his in the process?
"Hey, what's your favorite memory of Christmas?"
he called out. Dixie thought for a moment. "I don't really have any good memories of this time of year," she finally answered. "Tell me about yours instead." He was sitting in one of the two rocking chairs in what used to be the living room. Nowadays, the walls were lined with shelves filled with bolts of fabric. A long table with a sewing machine on one end and an area for cutting on the other sat in the center of the room.
"Well, the first thing that comes to mind is decorating a Christmas tree. We always did that the day after Thanksgiving. When I was little, we made ornaments in school, and Mom kept every single one, even the hideous ones, and it was always my job to put the star on top."
He smiled at the memory. "We never had a tree at our house," Dixie shared. "Just couldn't afford it, or presents. But sometimes the fire department delivered something for us. Like those give-to-the-needy children things that towns often do?"
"That must have been hard."
Landon's heart broke at the idea of Dixie never having a real Christmas experience like he'd had. Teresa may have left him with the nanny most of the year, but she always made sure they celebrated the holidays. They'd decorated a tree together. She took him around to see the holiday lights. They used to make and decorate cookies, the frosting being his favorite part, of course. Well, maybe the eating, come to think of it. And then, after all the gifts were opened, they would go see whatever new movie was playing at a nearby theater. The presents on Christmas Day were just the last thing on his list of memories and didn't mean nearly as much as getting to share a month with his mother. "I usually just tried to pretend the Christmas season was like any other time of year," Dixie shrugged. "I got by with telling myself I didn't need any of it. But I'll be honest, it was hard as a kid." Landon felt a distinct pang in his heart.
"Princess Sally needs a Christmas tree, and so do you."